Nolte, Treasury Secretary Bessent says Gavin Newsom is in over his hairdo. By John Nolte on January 23, 2026. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent continued his hilariously accurate attacks on Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, Thursday by pointing out that the failed governor is in over his hairdo. Talking with the far-left Politico, Bessent said, "I think Gavin Newsom may be cracking up, some of these things he's saying. I think he may be in over his hairdo." The man who may someday be America's second gay president also responded to Newsom's comparing Trump to a dinosaur. To say strange things like President Trump is a Tyrannosaurus Rex, what the hell does that mean? I can say Gavin Newsom is a Brontosaurus with a brain the size of a walnut. About Newsom walking around the World Economic Forum, WEF, with knee pads to shame world leaders who dare to work with the elected president of the United States, Bessent said, "And, if he brought the knee pads, maybe that was for his meeting with Alex Soros." By the way, how was Newsom not violating the Logan Act with this? Upon arriving, Newsom urged European leaders not to cave to Trump's demands over a wide range, sick, of foreign policy issues. In a panel at the conference, the California governor brandished a pair of knee pads bearing Trump's signature to mock world leaders he feels have been overly accommodating of the president. No one, except the president of the United States, should be attempting to influence foreign policy. What Newsom engaged in here was nothing short of treason, in my opinion. Actively attempting to undermine American foreign policy is treason. I get why the Trump administration is choosing ridicule over outrage, it's more effective, but still. This was not the first time Bessent tore into Newsom at this week's WEF. During his speech the day before, the Treasury Secretary shamed the failed governor. "Very, very ironic that Governor Newsom, who strikes me as Patrick Bateman meets Sparkle Beach Ken, maybe the only Californian who knows less about economics than Kamala Harris," Bessent said. "He's here this week with his billionaire sugar daddy, Alex Soros," he added. "And Davos is a perfect place for a man who, when everyone else was on lockdown, when he was having people arrested for going to church, he was having $1,000 a night meals at the French Laundry." Then Bessent went for the kill shot: "He is here hobnobbing with the global elite while his California citizens are still homeless. Shame on him." Ridicule is one of the most effective political tools out there. When you turn your opponent into a joke, it undermines the way the public looks at them. You take away the ability to see this person as a leader. But the joke has to stick, and in order to stick, it has to be based on a basic truth. Every attempt to ridicule Trump into a joke has failed because the ridicule was always based on a lie. And anything that does stick only makes him relatable: fast food, speaking style, etc. Gavin Newsom is Sparkle Beach Ken, his economic record is a disaster. And he did party with elites while arresting people for going to church. If Newsom is the Democrat Party's great, white, male hope, I like our chances because Vice President J.D. Vance will feast on this failed phony. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.